Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Did you see the Ask Amy column? We talked about this last week. The headline was, I feel uncomfortable with my daughter and her boyfriend sharing a bedroom. The kid's home for college. She wants to bring her boyfriend with, and is it okay if they sleep in the same room? And Amy said, you know what, Dad? You're just protective of your daughter, and it's time to let her go. Amy, is that a fair assessment of how you wrote back to this father?
No, John, it's not.
You said, just go ahead and have at it. I believe those were your exact words.
Yeah. That's exactly how it went. No, John, the letter actually was, the question was very nuanced. And my response, I felt, was supportive of this dad. He was like, I don't want her to sleep with her steady boyfriend, but my wife doesn't mind.
That's right.
What's wrong? You know, like, why am I responding this way? Is it because I'm Catholic? Is it my puritanical values? Or is it something else? And I said, it's a dad thing. Like, it's okay. Like, and he asked, are my feelings legitimate?
Yes.
I said, of course they're legitimate.
Yes.
Because you're having them. Okay, the response, I'm laughing because the response to this question, and I received hundreds of emailed responses, I would say 85% of them were a version of my house, my rules. And many of them were so sexist. And so, I mean, you really see the sort of gendered reaction to the idea of a young woman having sex, even if it's with her steady boyfriend. And several people were like, my home isn't a whorehouse, you know, versions of that.
I didn't get that. But why do you say gendered? Why do you say gendered response, Amy?
Because, first of all, none of the respondents said, well, you know, this my house, my rules thing. None of them mentioned or thought to mention that it's also this man's wife's home and that they don't agree. I suggested a version of, like, give them two rooms and let them decide. And then you're none the wiser. You're not giving explicit permission, but you, and actually in my answer, I said, sex will be happening. It will be happening.
But it won't be you and your wife.
But you would rather not think about it, and I don't blame you. And so just give yourself the cognitive dissonance required to get through this.
Yeah. That's,
but
that's
no, I did not. Now, a couple of people responded, and I really do agree with this, and I didn't suggest this, and that this is my bad, that he should talk to her about, you know, like, really have an honest discussion. He was so freaked out. I'm not sure he could talk to her, but he and his wife had already discussed it. And, you know, he was really asking me for, I think, some affirmation. And I felt like I gave it to him. But the gendered aspect, the sexist aspect of it was that his daughter was, I'm sorry to laugh, that his daughter was a slut. And did he want to encourage such whorish behavior in his home? I do not think that people would.
Amy, language.
I know. I don't think that people would.
Let me ask you this, Amy. Do you
the
think
same
that,
remark about a boy?
That's my question. Do you? What if it was a son asking dad, "Is it okay if I bring my girlfriend home?" Do you think that would have changed the dynamic here?
I do, because I think that you know. I just don't see, first of all, in my response, I said, it's a dad-daughter thing, and I get it. I have five daughters, and I live with a dad of daughters. And they wrestle with their instincts, which are great, to protect their daughters. Honestly, I don't see the same dynamic between mothers and daughters, but no. Mothers and sons have a whole other thing going on.
No,
I get that.
I think you're right to tap this point. And I didn't listen. I read your article and the response. So I know that when we talked about this on my radio show last week, I represented you with your words. But so apologies from the outset of this interview.
That's okay.
But and you're right. He's asking for validation or affirmation. But I think he was also opening the door for you to say a hard no. And you didn't do that. So it's, you know, and it's either yes or no. You either are or you aren't having sex. And you said sex will be happening. The thing that I also can imagine is at play is that young man's thoughts about this. If I was going to my girlfriend's house, as I did when I was dating Brenda, I slept on the sofa. There was no way I could have been comfortable with, you know, we would not have been having sex. Of course, it was a small house, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it just strikes me as being really uncomfortable for that young man, too, you know?
Right. Well, this is why I suggested that he give the couple two rooms. Here are your rooms. There you go. Put your stuff here. And just sort of look, I grew up in a, you know, very WASPy sort of a don't ask, don't tell environment where assumptions were made, but statements didn't need to be made. And one reason maybe he shouldn't, you know, come down with a hard no is because he and his wife do not agree.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Who said he's the decider of everything, particularly with his daughter? It was a really good, thoughtful column, as you always write, Amy, and I almost always agree with you, but on this one, I kind of shook my head, but you're right. I think the more I think about it, the more nuanced I hear it. So I'm glad you had a couple of minutes for us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. I love that you're on your show.
Not that you need my validation, mind you, but Amy Dickinson is the best-selling author, and you read her Ask Amy in the paper all the time. It's nice to talk to you, Amy.
Thank you. That was fun.